Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the late 1940s, the Savoy record label documented some of the most vital young artists of the emerging bebop movement, featuring musicians such as Charlie Parker, Dexter Gordon, Bud Powell, Fats Navarro, Dexter Gordon, and J.J. Johnson, as well as lesser-known lights of the era such as Alan Eager and Brew Moore. In the next hour, we'll hear their music and more about the historic sessions in which they participated. It's Boppin' on Savoy, Bebop on Savoy Records 1945 through 1949, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon was So Easy and Fats Navarro before that with Fat Girl. In 1945, as the Second World War came to an end, a new form of jazz, bebop, was rapidly taking hold, upending conventional notions of rhythm and harmony. Propelled almost entirely by musicians in their 20s or even late teens, it became the lingua franca for all jazz that has followed. But back then, it was a provocative trend that major record labels initially regarded with some wariness. Many of the bebop records now considered to be classics came from small labels such as Dial or Savoy, and it's Savoy's sides now gathered in a 10-CD set from Mosaic Records that I'll be highlighting on this program. Savoy Records was established in Newark, New Jersey in 1942 by Herman Lubinsky, a music business and radio entrepreneur. Teddy Rigg, a heavyset Harlem-born hipster who'd been making the scene since the swing boom of the late 1930s, played a key role in the elevation of bebop at Savoy when he made a deal with Lubinsky in 1945 to produce recordings. Rigg was well-connected in New York's modern jazz world, and for the next 4 years, he and Savoy recorded many of the artists that now figure prominently in jazz history and whom we'll hear in this program. After 1949, Savoy would focus more on R&B, blues, and gospel, but in the late 1940s, they caught the sound of a jazz revolution. We'll start off with trumpeter Fats Navarro, pianist-composer Tad Dameron, and a bebop carol on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Fats Navarro and Nostalgia with Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Tad Dameron on piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded for Savoy in 1947. Navarro and Dameron before that on Dameron's A Bebop Carol with Ernie Henry on alto sax, Curly Russell on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums, also from a 1947 Savoy session. Savoy had a practice of putting the artist's name into the titles of the compositions that they recorded, and we'll hear two such examples in this next set, which features the young tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon. In the liner notes to the Mosaic Records Savoy Bebop set, jazz critic Neil Tesser describes Gordon as the best-known and most durable of the original tenor bop players. Gordon borrowed from the instrument's two swing-era avatars, Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young, to create one of the most recognizable styles in jazz history, hearty as well as nimble. The recording we're about to hear also gives us a chance to hear the bop date debut of pianist Bud Powell, who played with a speed and eloquent inventiveness that dazzled and deeply influenced other young pianists of the time. Dexter Gordon and Dexter Rides Again on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Dexter Gordon and Dexter's Mood with Fats Navarro on trumpet, Tad Dameron on piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Art Mardigan on drums. Recorded for Savoy in 1947. Gordon before that in 1946 with Dexter Rides Again with Bud Powell on piano, Leonard Hawkins on trumpet, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Bud Powell shows up again on our next recording from a Savoy date led in 1946 by trombonist J.J. Johnson. As Neil Tesser writes in the booklet for Mosaic's Savoy set, Johnson led the way in transferring the slipstream contours of bebop to the slide trombone, the instrument that, because of its resistance to combining speed and precision, was least amenable to this stylistic conversion. Johnson transcended the trombone's supposed obstacles to elevate it into the front line of bop bands, paving the way for its still larger footprint in the hard bop 50s. In this set, we'll also hear the recording debut of the 18-year-old Sonny Rollins on his composition Goof Square. First, J.J. Johnson and J.J. on Nightlights. Thank you. Trombonist J.J. Johnson in the debut of a teenage Sonny Rollins with Rollins' Goof Square, recorded in 1949 for the Savoy label. Johnson before that in 1946 for Savoy with J.J. and a supporting cast that included Bud Powell on piano, Cecil Payne on alto sax, and Max Roach on drums. I'll have more late 1940s Savoy bebop in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Boppin' on Savoy on Nightlights. Featuring bebop recordings made for the Savoy label on this edition of Nightlights, music from the mid to late 1940s recently gathered on a 10-CD set by Mosaic Records. In order to keep the set more economical, Mosaic chose to leave off the considerable amount of material recorded for Savoy by saxophonist Charlie Parker, also because this music has been frequently reissued over the years, as opposed to some of the other Savoy sides featured in this program. But any Nightlights portrayal of Savoy's bebop years needs to include some Charlie Parker, who was one of many musicians who helped to propel this music forward in the late 1940s and who's generally accepted as the most significant. Parker expanded and accelerated the vocabulary of jazz, opening up new ways of playing and hearing the music that reflected the fleet velocity of life in post-World War II America. His November 1945 recording Coco is a signal moment in the history of jazz. Critic Gary Giddens has said of Coco that it's like a ping pong ball being blown by a fan in a very small room, where Parker changes the accents on every measure, on every phrase. Some of the phrases are extremely long. Some are just short. They're little riffs like doobie-dap, a doobie-dap that sound like it's a knife blade going through the music. Then he'll do something like he quotes at the beginning of the second chorus, he plays the old piccolo obbligato from High Society, a very traditional New Orleans lick, which Parker takes and he makes it fit. And I swear, the first time you hear it, it's like somebody dumped a bucket of ice water over your head, because it's not like anything that preceded it. Gary Giddens on Charlie Parker and Coco, heard here on Nightlights. Thank you. alto saxophonist Charlie Parker, and Cheryl with Miles Davis on trumpet, Bud Powell on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums, recorded for the Savoy label in 1947. Parker before that with a landmark moment in jazz history, Coco, accompanied by Dizzy Gillespie, doubling on piano and trumpet, Curly Russell on bass, and Roach again on drums in 1945. Another Parker recorded for Savoy, Leo Parker, who played the baritone saxophone, bigger than a tenor or an alto, its size seemingly making it perhaps ill-suited for bebop's flurry of notes. But both Parker and fellow baritone player Serge Chaloff made recording dates for Savoy that showed how they, like J.J. Johnson on trombone, played a vital role in adapting their instrument to the new style of bebop. Here's Leo Parker and Leo's Bells on Nightlights. Thank you. baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff and Pumpernickel featuring trumpeter Red Rodney, who'd soon go on to play with Charlie Parker. Pianist George Wallington and trombonist Earl Swope also part of the group. Fellow baritone player Leo Parker before that with Leo's Bells, with trumpeter Joe Newman, tenor saxophonist Charlie Rouse, and pianist Sir Charles Thompson among his sidemen. Both of those from the Mosaic set Classic Savoy Bebop Sessions 1945 through 1949. On several dates, Savoy used some form of the moniker Bebop Boys for the name of the group, and on August 23, 1946, members of this particular Bebop Boys ensemble included pianist Bud Powell, trumpeter Kenny Dorham, saxophonist Sonny Stitt, bassist Al Hall, and drummer Wallace Bishop from the morning session, replaced by Kenny Clark when the group reconvened for further recordings in the afternoon. Stitt, either independently or through hearing Charlie Parker, or perhaps both, had arrived at a style very similar to Parker's, and we'll hear his composition Good Kick, as well as a tune by Powell called Fool's Fancy that he would re-record 3 years later for Blue Note as Whale. Here are the Bebop Boys and Fool's Fancy on Nightlights. The Bebop Boys, saxophonist Sonny Stitt, trumpeter Kenny Dorham, and pianist Bud Powell among them, doing Good Kick, and before that, Powell's Fool's Fancy, which he would record not long after for Blue Note as Whale. I'll close with music from another set of so-called boys who recorded for Savoy, the Gray Boys, saxophonist Lester Young's nickname for the white saxophonist who admired and copied his so-cool-it's-hot, light, fluidly inventive sound. Two of them, Alan Eager and Brew Moore, have remained footnotes for the most part in jazz history, but they've also surfaced in fictional guise in the novels of Jack Kerouac. Eager also raced cars and later dabbled in LSD. He did more than dabble in heroin, one of the reasons why he never realized the potential that he demonstrated in his late 1940s recordings. Brew Moore was so under the spell of Lester Young that he once said, "Anyone who doesn't play like Lester Young is playing wrong." The third tenor saxophonist in this three bebop tenor set, Stan Getz, battled substance abuse himself but managed to become a jazz star anyway, though he's more strongly associated these days with the bossa nova sound of the early 1960s. Getz also came of musical age in the era of bebop and also worshipped at the shrine of Lester Young. We'll start off with Alan Eager in a tune alluding to the nickname for New York City bebop DJ Symphony Sid Torin, All Night, All Frantic on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed that three bebop tenor set with tenor saxophonist Stan Getz performing Stan's Mood in 1949, Brew More before that with More Brew in 1948, and Alan Eager starting off with All Night, All Frantic in 1947. All of those from the Mosaic Records set Classic Savoy Bebop Sessions 1945 through 1949. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.